to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady. Wow, can you believe it? The Earth is still here with people on it alive. It's the year 2020. The month is May, and I'm here via digital video, satellite, internet connectivity, Zoom, Zen, all the Z's, with my two buds, the world famous Keith Malley and Hemda. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having us. How are you?
Me? I'm good. I've got an itchy foot, but other than that, I'm feeling fantastic.
Now, first of all, I appreciate that you're documenting things with dates, because to go back and listen to audio, people aren't going to understand what time it was. Like, all right, I'm listening to this show. Apparently, they're easing down lockdown in a third of the states in America. Oh, wait, Bianca just said it's May of 2020? Well, they're making a fucking mistake.
Exactly. Because
it's May of 2022 and nobody should be out of their house.
We're doing.
So I do like the documentary.
Yeah, we're doing a captain's log, day 50, reporting from the kitchen table yet again.
Right, day 50, looking back and yet living in the moment, everybody's fucking up.
But you know what? The ozone layer, just a little bit better. We'll fuck
now
that
what,
up too.
Well, speaking of the ozone layer, why does your foot itch?
Because I am allergic to the sunshine and I get eczema wherever the sun touches me. It's a kind of a recent thing the past few years. So I have on the tops of my feet always all summer, very itchy because sandals, the sun can get through onto the foot.
Oh my God. You know, of all the diseases, that one hit me the hardest. That one. I mean, I understand, like, the top of my feet, if they get too hot in the summer, like, I can't have covered feet. And if I cover them for too long, I'll get a heat rash. But I think I'm solar powered. So, Bianca, it's a good thing we're not together. It'll never be.
I love going out in the sun. I always have. But now I just wear, like, a full beach gown and, like, a beekeeper's hat with, like,
do you get one of those
mosquito net
burka bathing suits that I've
seen? I wish. I would love to have that. I need full coverage or else I am.
People are like, you can go out for a walk, you could, and you're like, no, I can't. Or, I look like a widow. Either way, it's a sad state of affairs.
I could never be slutty because I'll just get a rash. It's terrible.
I'll look good, but I won't look good at all, right?
Right. It's really absurd, because I do love to go outside, and I love the summer, and I love the beach, but I mean, I just look insane. Like a hat, a towel over me, 7 umbrellas, just like some sort of a Victorian, lady in waiting with like a weak humors. I don't know.
Bianca, when you're at like a beach or, one of these fancy excursion places, I see those big giant umbrellas that people rent. And I'm like, who would get that? But you would get it. And is it rude that they charge you? I picture it's like a wheelchair and they have to give it to you. You need it.
I do have a problem, but no, that hasn't stopped people from taking advantage of me in the past. And I don't think it will stop people in the future. So yeah, I'm being charged an arm and a leg for a giant umbrella wherever I go,
Right.
I can't.
An arm and a leg for your arm and your leg.
I can't change things. I just have to accept them as bad.
You can't even have your feet out your window, like on a balcony.
Who has their feet out their window?
It's how I get by.
I mean, it's not like it's not like vampire level. It's not like the second the sun touches me, I'm like, ah, it's just, if it's all day, it's very itchy. And yesterday was beautiful, so pretty itchy today on the old foot tops. Sure sign of summer, Bianca's feet are itchy. All right.
Well, congrats. Congrats on your apparently very fun day yesterday.
Thank you. Yeah, I went outside to the air place where it's opener than inside of closed.
Yeah. Wow, you're very brave.
Thank you.
Anything new with your health? Anything new with leukemia?
Oh, the kooky looky. My platelets, those little bitches, they've been up and down, mostly down. And right now they're kind of stable the past three times, but they are low, but they're not dropping. So I think we might be in the clear. I don't know. It's like any kind of good news that I can get, I'll take. We do have to get to the work of the show, the meat of the show, the bulk of the show, which is when we talk about last week's episodes of Keith and the Girl. The show is called Last Week on Keith and the Girl. Okay, you do the math. Now, we do have to start with episode 3261, titled Va 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 Voo.
Nice.
Auga.
Nice.
Whoa, daddy, whoa, daddy, whoa, daddy. Mm, humana, 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 humana. Awooga. Nee, 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 nee. Wee, woo, wee, woo. Oh, hachi topsy. Hot banana. Marilyn Monroe.
Nice, yes.
The hottest fucking. Dun, tsk, down, bow, chow, bow. Wee, wee, wee. So that's all I have to say about that.
That's all that needs said. But with that said, do you find the appeal?
I mean, sure. What's not to like about a blonde lady with a big butt? Who doesn't like that?
Right, but you don't go all around town ooga to every blonde girl with a big butt.
But every time somebody says "Happy birthday." Mr. President, you have to just admit that you come all over yourself.
Right.
Right?
Do you think he was like, do you think JFK was like, Jesus Christ, just blow me here? Shut I mean, what up. The fuck are you doing?
Shut, yeah, shut up. Up. Shut up. And Joe DiMaggio was like, happy birthday. Say, Mister, it's just so breathy. How can you honestly, not be though, aroused?
Wow, Bianca, I did not know certain things until this moment, and I'm a little confused right
She's
now.
She's turned on. She thought she was in love with Xerxes, but until I busted out my Marilyn Monroe. Goodbye, Norma Jean. Candle in the wind, drug overdose, bong bong.
Right, even the gay guy was so in love with that sex. Sex is sex. It doesn't matter if you're into vagina or not.
I would have liked to love you, but I was just a kid. Your candle burned out long before drugs. Mr. President. No, but I think you're right. It is confusing because everything I just did was from the Marilyn Monroe playbook, and I haven't gotten a date in a while. Okay, so inquire within, gents.
You gotta bring up that register. You know, nobody likes a hard girl.
Hi. How do you type like this in a dating app?
Do your ribs hurt? Because mine never do. I guess I'm just that kind of gal.
How's your quarantine been, sailor?
Oh, God. Oh, God. Guys, I got to call up all my guy friends and not just jerk off by myself. Guys, have you seen what I see? I mean, don't jerk off when I jerk off. We'll jerk off different times. I have the evening. I called you about her. I have the evening jerk off. Oh, God.
But you know what the best is? And especially this, I find this with our generation, is if you don't participate in that, and you tell me because it's mostly done to guys, if you don't participate in that, you're gay. Like if
even,
you... If you even don't go
Elton
like
John, Elton John knew to participate.
And it seems to me you're living your life. Yeah. Ha-ooga. So that was good. I feel like I could be on Diamond Dogs with that content. Mm-hmm. I haven't mm-hmm. listened, but it's only because I don't like you, Keith.
Right. No, I don't blame you. But I do think, I think, and I wouldn't even recommend the VIP show Diamond Dogs to you because I don't want to hear if you don't like it or it's too fucking macho. But if you do wonder what guys talk about, I do think quickly we forget we're on camera. And I think that's the beauty of its dumbness. This is what guys talk about. It's right there. You think you want to know. It's right there. And yet you know not to listen. That's interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to really take that in.
Yeah. It's exactly what you wanted to eavesdrop on guys at a diner is right there.
For the taking.
You didn't even press play for a second. Right there for the taking. We asked the audience, Marilyn Monroe, your choices were Ooga or meh. 60% say meh. 40% get it. And they're like, fucking Ooga.
You know what, though? I think this is what she meant by leaving her legacy. I think this poll is what she would have been satisfied with. Hey, yeah. Do you either think I'm the hottest chick in the world? Or meh, who cares about you? I think that sums it up for women. Cheers.
Exactly. Well, I feel like that.
I'm gonna take another pause real quick. Kemda, I think you sound hollow. Did your microphone change, or am I paranoid?
I didn't see it. Hold on.
Could be wrong. You can also tap your mic again. I wrote down the time just now.
Oh yeah, it won't let me. Hold on.
Okay, then sounds let's just fine. Keep going. Okay. All right.
All right. Well, have you guys been injecting disinfectant into your lungs to clean out the coronavirus on the advice of our prez?
Yeah, I knew, like, obviously he's wrong and he's being goofy, but I don't know what could harm you to, like, smell bleach when you get back home. So I do a quick, not a whiff from the bottle, but, like, a waft in right. science lab.
I ran out of adult wipes, so I just use, and you know, it's kind of a lot to get into the shower and then out of the shower. I figure take one of those Lysol wipes, do a quick under the pits, you know, just the important parts, and I am corona free.
Perfect. Yeah. I mean, the other suggestion was to just shine light on it. But with right, my light. Issues with the sun, it's like my lungs would just get so itchy. But anyway, gonna keep trying. We should move ahead though. We should move along to the next episode. We're doing guests in quarantine. Everybody alone together. Episode 3262, Senior Partner with Jesse David Fox. Now, I am a frequent reader of nymag.com. And so I've seen his byline for years and read a lot of his stuff. And I was excited to see his name on the Keith and the Girl lineup. How'd you guys get hooked up with him?
Well, Vulture wrote something about us and he is part of that team. And they like sort of connected us through that. Where I think he's a fan of the show and also has potential to, and also writes about comedy, so knows the ins and outs. And so we kind of got linked through this person, then that person, and he came on. So we had never spoken to him before that day. And, you know, even though people know the show, you always think like, hey, can I joke with you like as if you know the show because you said you know the show? And I think he was a rock star about it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think you were on him right away. You were like, you both were like, Well, Jesse, you're a senior editor and you have a girlfriend, but you call her your partner. So you call everything a dumb name. Care to respond? And he was like,
in 3, 2, go.
He was like, I like all the Adam Sandler movies, especially Click. And you were like, Click, you fucking idiot. Care to respond? And he was like, I'm fine with it. This is who I am. So you use your middle name like a fucking pretentious bitch. Care to respond? Yeah, it was a pretentious move, but you know, I did. I was like, what happened to them right before the recording? Like, they fucking hate this guy.
When he said Clicks on the top of his list, I wasn't trying to be funny when I said, oh, I heard you wrong. You mean Click is on the bottom, of course. What is on the top, though? Oh, Click's on the top. Well, then, okay, but the good stuff is on the bottom. What's all the way on the bottom?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm serious. And then I'm like, oh, well, now this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's funny that it came off like that because, and I knew that some of the stuff I said, I was like cringing before the answer because, and Keith talks about this, if you're coming on the show, assume that we're going to be on your side and assume that if we're joking about it, it means that we're friends and this could only be a joke. Otherwise, what's the point of all of us doing this? And the guy clicked in with all of it and I was like, please don't take this wrong, but I have to say this because it's coming out of my face and it's the funniest thing I could say. And he went with it, which was really cool. But yeah, it's like you get a little nervous before stuff like that. Because, and also this is a writer of comedy. So it's like, hey, fuckface.
Right. Like it's like he's the scientist of what he does. And I just said that Click isn't even close to being good, let alone it's the best Adam Sandler movie. Uncut Gems just came out and I hated it, but the world loved it. No, it's Click.
But honestly, like I got off that call and I was like, wow, it's really good that we had that guy on and I would play poker with him. That's my, I would have a beer with this person.
No, yeah, I felt it. I mean, I really liked the episode and I liked, and I think people on the forums mentioned this as well, like the sort of melding of podcast worlds when you're like, oh, I know this guy who does this thing. And then my old buddies, Keith and Hamden. Wow, everybody's talking. We are the world.
What is this? We are a crossover episode?
I know. I loved it.
When he told me about Click being so good, like Hamden Poker, I wanted to take his money too. I wanted to push him over. I wanted to.
But you know what? Like the forums, I'm sure you guys have seen, has gone nuts about this partner thing, and it's really interesting that people.
Oh, I'm sorry. Using that he uses the word partner for a girlfriend.
Yeah, and that straight people use the word partner, and you know, I brought up that originally it was for queer people, but I think it should be used across the board because it wasn't meant to be for queer people. It was what happened because they weren't allowed to say girlfriend, boyfriend, and I guess that's not exclusively, but it is very interesting that people are now taking offense that straight people are using it, where I think, doesn't that even it out?
I try to use all the words too. I was just, I got queer on my girlfriend this morning. Just some real queer shit, trust me.
Can't. You're so gay for her. Ugh.
Yeah, we got pretty gay.
Bianca, what do you think of using the word partner?
Well, I think it's fine. I mean, I think it sounds pretentious if you're straight, but that's kind of this guy's brand. So,
right.
I like it for him. You know, but I do agree with people on the forums that like if you're an adult and you're saying my boyfriend or my girlfriend, it's a little weird because you're like, I'm not boy. We're not boys and girls. We're men and women with boy and girlfriends. It doesn't just sound.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not confused, though. I don't see the person as I didn't assume he's dating a girl. I didn't assume he was with somebody that was 12 years old. You know, it's almost like
when a woman says,
I really didn't. It's like when a woman says, oh, you want to see me shave? What, you want to see like a little child? Like, no, I know you're an adult. I'm just seeing more. It's not confusing me. So when you say partner, I'm just thinking you're deliberately not using girlfriend. So at first, I'm going to naturally think that this guy, Jesse, they didn't commit. they just happen to be living together because of the virus.
Mm. Oh, see, I think like he said, it's not cool that somebody can have a 2-week relationship when they're 12 years old and say the same word that I use with my actual partner in life who has to pay the bills with me and do adult shit. So this is
sure, but I know Benny. We all know Benny. He's 12 years old. He uses the same words we do. We know they're not the same words.
All right. What about the 30-year-old who just got into a relationship a month ago? They really are a good couple. That's their boyfriend.
I'm fine with that because we end up asking how long anyway.
There's always a follow-up, and that makes for good radio.
I'm gonna find out how long you've been together. We're going by the number anyway.
Okay. Keith's right.
Thank you.
Amazing.
I think start putting elements to it. We are a gold standard boyfriend. It goes to platinum.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
just yeah. Start. Or maybe
what year is this? We are paper year boyfriend. You know?
I like when people call them their partner their old lady.
Yeah.
I want to be someone's old lady.
Ball and chain.
Yeah, I like that kind of stuff.
Mm. It makes it sound like you're a real stalwart.
The
you're
missus. Always there. The yeah. missus.
My better half.
My old lady. Yeah, I like that stuff.
Old no numbnuts.
You guys, speaking of the forums, Keith, you got into it a little bit here because you said that something was nice and it led to moment that can only be described with the classic one word explanation. Landfear.
Yeah, she was saying, what was she saying? Do you remember?
She was like, about being. And that's why I don't tell people I'm bi. Exactly. And cue Keith's a jerky response. Fuck you, bitch.
Nice. Nice. And she goes, and that's exactly why. I knew it. And then Apia says, I was with some girls too, but I wouldn't say I'm with guys mostly. And I go, nice. I was still in va-va-va-voom mode, I think.
Oh, no, yeah. That's where the dates, that's dangerous.
Keith has trouble transitioning from one show to another, so just assume it's leaking in.
That's why we do this, that's why we do Bianca's show week by week, because it's really, the whole week is kind of a thing together.
Yeah.
But yeah, honestly, when she was like, oh, you had a guest last week, I was like, fuck, who did you talk to last week?
Landfear!
I started typing, blah, 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 I didn't know how, so I just go, nice.
Ew.
Yeah.
Cinco at home. I really like your explanation of current drinking ads. We're just like, just do whatever. I mean, it's a really good joke.
It's not even that drink responsibility anymore. It's like, if we're open, take
it. Yeah.
That it does remind me, Keith, did you keep this section of the book? I think you did. In the Great American Novel, you had ideas for, was it Budweiser's commercials?
It happened to be Guinness. But yes. If you made a commercial idea and they used it, you own a bar in Ireland. And I'm like, I'm going to move to Ireland, own a bar. You know, I'm 22 and never been to a bar. But writing all of these commercial ideas. Yeah, it makes me think of this. Like, someone's just like, the hashtag will be drink alone. That'll be our hashtag this time. Okay, who cares? There's no laws. Fuck yeah. The poll for this show was, what's better, quarantining alone or quarantining with somebody / people? 75% say quarantining with somebody else.
Now, sure. I really wonder what percent of those are quarantining with someone else. Right.
Like, rub it in.
Nice. I wonder if the poll will always, like, depending on which week of the quarantine we are, the poll will just be grass is greener or I appreciate what I have. I think we'll just like swing back and forth because, you know, we might have asked a question while a couple is in the middle of a fight and they're like, you know what? Anything but this.
Sure. Right.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but then you got to think it evens out. So one side is anything but this. There's a couple of those, and the other side is saying the exact same thing for opposite reasons. So that's why I think the poll evens out. You know,
science.
Yeah.
Science speakers. I feel like I've forgotten how to be social. And like when I do end up socializing again, I'm going to be really bad at it. So that's going to be a fun like re-entry.
I understand that. I kind of felt like every here and again, I think about that. And yes, I do these podcasts. I feel like that keeps me in the loop, but I talk to Xerxes all day. And for a second, every here and again, I go, I'm going to be weird around other people. Like this is, I don't know. Now
I ran into somebody at the post office and they were saying, hey, how you feeling and all that. And I'm like, what? What are you? Are you trying to say words? Like, I really made him feel like an asshole. I'm like, what? I'm like, I'm just asking how you doing. I'm like, but your language, like, okay, goodbye. And then I left and I wonder what they're going through.
And that was your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Wait until we find out how he talks to his partner.
Yeah.
But it is, even when people text me or email me and, you know, and how are you doing? There's so much deleting in these emails, I noticed. I'm like, I'm fine. And I'm like, wait, no, hold on.
That's not fine like an asshole. Yeah, I just mean.
Exactly. Then you got to find words to be like, totally grateful. I'm like, oh, enough with the grateful. Hold on a second. There's got to be some other, like, I'm really happy that I love my job. My job has been a little bit tougher, but like, I'm very happy.
I'm anxious in a way that doesn't need follow up. I'm happy, but I'm not skipping around like an asshole. So yeah, about that. And I'll assume you're the same. Goodbye.
How do I say this? I'm anxious, but I'm stable? On certain days.
But I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. My job is customer service, and I think all the rich ladies who shop where I work have forgotten about the pandemic because every email last week was like, where is my package? It's delayed. Why is my package delayed? And I kept having to think of a nice way to remind them about it. And there was this one woman who lives in Dubai in a building called Sparkle Towers. And she was like, I am so disappointed. I ordered these 5 days ago. It's like, you're in Dubai, lady.
Hey, right. First of all, right.
Oh my gosh. So it's been a lot of deleting for me too, Hemda. Like, are you fucking kidding me, lady? No. Thank you so much for your email. Due to the current public health emergency, you fucking idiot. No, not that either. Let's move on. Next episode, 3,263, Alleviating Anxiety with National Treasure, Alyssa Limparis. Mm. What a gal. Love her so much.
Well, she's a pro. Right before the show started, there's something up with the mic. And I'm like, is there a way you can put it in a stand or hold it against something? And right away, she gets up and she's doing something with books and whatnot. Whereas anybody else is like, should I? You think that would help? It's like, well, I don't know. I don't know what's worth it at this point. Like, all right, done. Let me see what I can do. You know, should I bring my refrigerator over? Maybe the door can hold the mic. Yeah, total pro, of course.
Yeah, it was nice.
I was so excited to learn about a little behind the scenes of her mom videos. The fact that they're collaborators on it, I found to be so wonderful, so exciting, especially because that mom character is very similar to my mom and my aunts who, you know, we're all from the Northeast, Italian American, same kind of vibe. Right. And so lots of times my cousins have texted me Alyssa's videos and been like, our moms. Can you believe? And yeah, so I'm excited to tell them that, you know, she works on them with her mom.
Yeah, that was surprising because I know a while ago we asked what her mom thought of it and is she feeling good? And that's when she revealed it's usually her mom holding the camera.
I know.
And it's such a good sense of humor. And it's like you said, it's just like your mom, like my mom. And I feel like that's why her videos go viral because she has such a good sense of humor about that. You know, it used to be depicted as like a rolling pin and you know, a hairnet or whatever, and then a house coat, and it's like, you shit, blah, blah, blah. And this is such the better version of that. It's, you know, it's all true, but it's funny.
Yeah, I loved when she was saying that she checks in with her mom to be like, does this sound real? Like, is this the voice that we're going for? I mean, it's just, it's a testament to, I think, why it's so successful, you know, because it's not just like, oh, I'm joking around about my mom. It's like, no, she's really thinking about like what aspects of this are universal and how can I celebrate this, but also make a hilarious vid. And I mean, I just think she's brilliant. So Alyssa for president.
Oh, 100%. That's what we were going for, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's exactly. A great campaign. Yeah.
She just got to get a handle on her stress shopping and then perfect.
Oh, yeah. When you two were talking about how you, Keith, I had no idea you treated money this way, where you're like, I'm going to spend $500. So if something is $800, it's only $300.
All right. The 500 is a fact. You can't get away from the 500. That is a fact.
I feel like I sort of get it, but I've like managed to shame myself out of that type of thinking somehow.
Well, of course, you're right. I took back, we got these lights for Keith and the Girl Week and to light me and Henda on the video. And I took them back and I knew we were going to take them back and I take them back because I know like I can't get the full, you know, use of them and they're kind of expensive. So we get the money back, $600, and I'm like, bam, I just made $600 today. Never mind, there's two of us and it's $300. But I'm like, I made $600.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
And he'll sincerely talk about things that way. Oh, we just made $1,000. Right.
So I guess that's why you lived in the hostel for so long. All coming together week by week.
It's such a positive way of seeing things, but like sometimes you just want to slap him out of it because it's like, okay, we get it. But he'll be like, you know, you got a ticket on your car. And it's not just because it's you. He'll get a ticket on his car and he'll be like, well, you know, this whole year I didn't get a ticket for five different times that I parked. So this $125 ticket is really a $25 ticket if I would have got a $25 ticket every time I did this. So $25 is not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and then I'll be pissed off if, let's say, insurance is $400 a month and after a year I didn't use it. Oh, fuck no. Mm-hmm. No.
I just picture you, Keith, wandering around the city lost. But just like money falling out of your pockets and like all these justifications for how it's all fine and everything makes sense. Like,
no, you got to check into anybody who's very, very into the dollar store. It sounds like they're good with money because they're into the dollar store, but the dollar store is meant for people who take 99 cents to equal, hey, this isn't even a dollar. Like that kind of mentality.
But I take long in the dollar store. And when I buy, you know what's funny?
See
I
how got he a, justifies it?
I got one of those glass olive oil pours, you know, olive oil and vinegar.
Classy.
Only $1. But I have expensive olive oil and I'm pouring it in. And I'm like, this fucking thing can hold a lot. And then I pay attention. There's a little hole in the bottom. It's literally going right into the sink.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. That really affected me deeply.
It affected me. Yeah.
My heritage. I just felt like my ancestors get so upset.
Yes, it was the good stuff. Watch me do a Keith Malley on that where he could feel better right away, right? Okay. So he just lost a bunch of olive oil on a decision to get a dollar item. And now it wasted a, you know, let's say $5 worth of olive oil, right?
Easily.
But if he didn't get the dollar thing, he would have used the olive oil in that bottle that's not conducive to, you know, measurements.
Oh, yeah.
Poured out too much olive oil here and again.
Way too much.
Had a lot of terrible experiences and overly used the olive oil that would have poured down the drain. So actually, this is not spending any money because that olive oil was going down the drain anyway.
Yeah. And health conscience.
There we go.
Yeah.
Wow. It's sort of like, Keith, your bummer news, which you exposed Alyssa to in this episode as well, I think maybe like I've been reading it all wrong. And I always thought that you were a pessimist and that you saw, you know, the world as falling apart and the glass is half empty. And that's why you bring all this up. But maybe you're just so sure that you can spew a positive spin, you know, with the olive oil, et cetera. So that's why you're like, so many dead bodies in a truck. And
it's more like it's, I think it is some of that, but it's more like, look at all the things that didn't happen to me. Anyway, other stories.
Yes.
And it's also, he's stacking, you know, just like, you know, he knows, you know, four people with cancer, he's fine because one out of whatever the fuck, these numbers are different to Keith. You got to think about Keith math when you think about all these things. So when somebody falls off a cliff, he didn't fall off a cliff and he never will. So boom, now he's never going to fall off a cliff. That story was great. His, people went out with masks. They got sick. They died. Boom. He's out. He's with a mask. He's never going to have that. That's great. In other, not Keith news is how we should phrase it.
That's perfect. Alyssa calling you out on that was probably the best thing that's happened to me in the past month. I was so validated.
Yep. Yeah, and he'll do that whether we know a guest or not. He'll be like, well, that was fun talking about your nice relationship and things that are going on. And, you know, we're laughing at stuff that's kind of irking us, but it feels all right. And then he's like, how about this? This teacher not only touched one of his students, all of his students. Now, how did he do that? Let's talk about it.
The poll, by the way, is exactly what you brought up. Do you shop like Keith? And your choices were, yes, if a TV is automatically $500, then an $800 TV is $300. Or no, an $800 TV is $800. I am very pleased with the poll results.
You would think that this one would be our easiest poll, but no, science is science. It's never easy.
17% shop like me.
All right.
I am pleasantly surprised. Good. Because that, I mean, obviously there's 3-4%, what do they say, either way of liars, but yes.
And this is another section of our show is how is Keith right? Well, here's how Keith is right. Yeah. It's also like, please validate Keith that he's not crazy and not the only one who's ever thought this. 17%, that's enough people doing it where I'm not crazy. Thank you. And case closed.
No, I'd rather go to the TV store and be like, please, can we pay more than $500? I'm a grown adult and we both make money. Please, no. We know we start at a base of nothing and we're willing to spend $300 more. And now it's three fucking D. My TV is 3D and it was $300.
It's 3D. So exciting. I'm so happy for you. This is amazing. Thanks. I love this. I'm Keith now. This is a great life.
This is, you know, he's one of those people in the 80s who weren't allowed to watch TV after midnight. So because it's for people who are like, oh, should you pay $1 million for this? You would think you would pay $1 million for this. No, $1,000? How'd we get from $1 million to $1,000? And it's still not right. $100? Unbelievable. It's $39.95 for 10 years a month. No worries, guys. You can afford that. And he's like, wow, I just saved nearly $1 million. I have to get this.
And but then I can use these scissors to cut a penny in half? Oh my God.
And lettuce? And then they scam my credit cards, $500,000. I'm like, not bad.
right. He's one of those people. We used to walk through stores, and if they had a demonstration, like Look at this thing. It can make a grilled cheese in 5 seconds. Meanwhile, the mise en place was on point. It was a bowl of, you know, shredded this and a bowl of this and a bowl of that. And he's like, oh, they made a whole meal in 5 seconds by just using that device. And I'm like, oh my God, Lord help me, Lord Christ. And then we saw this blender once. I shit you not. We saw the blender. The guy,
you know, these blenders now, they're like, it's a Ninja 6000, and they demonstrate it.
Yeah, and they're so smooth about it because they're so used to the different parts and everything. They throw all the, you know, pre-chopped things in there. It's like, can you believe how easy I made this smoothie? But now what? Womp, womp. I got to clean it out.
Oh, no.
It takes days to clean out this stuff. It gets stuck on it. You got the blades in there. How are you going to stick your hand in? You're going to cut up your hand. Oh, no, I could be bleeding right now. Aha, watch this. I rinse it out, then put a little soap in it, then put water in it, and I hit the buzzer, and it zhuzhes me as if it's cleaning itself. And Keith goes, holy shit, this thing cleans itself. And I go, Keith, just put soap in the one that you have at home, and it'll fucking zhuzh itself too. And he goes, oh my God, you're so smart. And that's why Keith thinks I'm smart.
So when, for my birthday, Hemda gave me an old blender of hers.
Uh-huh.
I was happy.
Yeah. Wow. Well, to Keith and to 17% of the listening audience, I say congratulations to you. Way to go. Way to go, guys.
Yeah, because you always go. Because if you're like, if I want to go, I'm going. Even if I don't leave the house, I'm still going. I'm going to my couch. I just went somewhere. Boom, I'm happy.
So anything else about the Alyssa app?
No, but now I have a new system. Call me up if you're feeling bummed. I'm gonna do Keith math on you and tell you how your life is just great. What happened? Tell me about it. I bet it's good.
You just have to be careful how fast you do it. Like, oh, my friend died yesterday. All right, have a seat. Follow me.
Now, go with me on this.
Yeah. Well, you spoke to your friend 50 times. So now divide that up. If let's say you take 15 minutes of that every year, you already spoke to them for like 10 years, if you think about it. So your friend's not going to die for like another 10 years. So don't get sad yet.
I think maybe you should do booking like Keith and the Girl virtual tour. Only guests who aren't in New York.
Oh.
But not only. I mean, you could still have guests who are in New York. And I don't mean to put anything else on your plate in terms of challenges. I just thought it was a great opportunity to hear from somebody who we normally wouldn't get to. It was exciting.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And if a classic New York guest does ask to be on, we go, sorry, you're kind of too close.
Yeah, we need to do a 6-hour time difference, please.
Yeah. And just save them for your podcast only in New York.
Oh.
Get it? Gets
deeper and deeper.
Get it?
I do.
Well, guys, this has been a madcap romp. Remember earlier when Xerxes said farted up instead of started up? That was funny. You guys missed it in the audience. Just telling you about it now.
That happened.
The week was great. Wrapping it up now. I feel like we really covered it. And I'm just excited to be talking to other people. So thank you for calling.
See, you're already starting with Keith Math. Like you talk to people today. That's nice. Yeah, it takes away all the loneliness of last week because now we're in this week, and this week we already talked to people. So that's done.
Yeah, now when I'd go overseas and they'd be like, business or pleasure? I'm like, let's see. Now, it always turned into a disaster. I'm always late for my plane, but I don't know. How do I know?
You tell me, sir.
Right. It's up to yous.
It's your country. I'm just a visitor.
Right. I wouldn't presume to assume.
And it seems to me you live your life like a candle in the wind. Awooga! Never knowing who to cling to when the rain's having hachi machi. Chi. And I would have liked to love you, hubba hubba, but I was just a kid. Your candle burned out long before your legend ever did. Chizzing! KeithandTheGirl.com.